Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday in Easter, and the readings are from Cycle C.
These disciples in the gospel sound very different than the people in the first reading. They experience a total transformation. We hear Simon Peter saying to his friends, "I'm going fishing." And of course, they also go too. Okay? Of course, that's their livelihood, right? So it's not extraordinary. They're just going back to work. But I suppose what Scripture is capturing, they're going back to work, but work for them was unfulfilling. Literally, they caught nothing. But they toiled all night. In your terms, they pulled an all-nighter, and it was not productive. They did that, and nothing came. But then notice what happens when Jesus shows up. Suddenly, their work, what they tried to do all night on their own, was accomplished in a flash. Jesus had them cast their net, and they were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. Their work was transformed by the presence of Jesus. And they go on to testify to that transforming power, and all of a sudden they've changed by becoming fearful. I mean, this is the third time Jesus appearing to them, and they're like, "Oh, well, we're going back to work, going back." And they finally get it. But there's a spiritual tip here. Allow me to share a story of a woman I know, a professional woman working in an architecture firm, becoming very successful. She was made a principal and then, I guess, a share in the company, so she's in charge of the company now. Very kind of one of those disciplined people, know how to organize time and everything. People in our church were asking her, give a presentation on time management, how to accomplish everything. Very successful. And she told us one of her tips to time management. She's like, "I pray an hour every day." What? How in the world do you pray an hour every day when you see what she does? She said, it's that time of prayer that able to do the rest of everything that she does during the day and not get burned out. She said, that time, she's like, it doesn't have to be an hour. So I came back and I told her this time about our 15 minutes a day or that 1% challenge. She said, that's great. That's a good number. That's a good number. She's like, for me, I'm doing an hour because I have completely fallen in love with God. I need to spend that time. I probably spend that 15, 20 minutes just quiet prayer, listening to God talk, and then I have some scripture and I have some other things to reflection, but I need that time. But that time, once I have that, then I can be in charge the rest of my day. And she went on to explain her time management. She manages her work so when she gets to other things, like coming to church, spending time with her family, then she can forget about time. Doesn't have to worry about it because she managed it for that amount of time. And then she went and shared further. She said, you know, that prayer didn't just transform how I manage my profession and my life. It totally transformed my life. And she shared how she was married before. I mean, we all knew her husband now, beautiful couple and stuff. She's like, I was married to someone else before. And in fact, this other guy, he was Catholic. But she's like, I wasn't Catholic at that time. But he didn't pray. There wasn't anything in God in our relationship. And slowly by slowly, we started pulling apart and things happened and ended up in a divorce. And she went through that pain of that and said through that, she actually became Catholic herself And that's where she encountered God, through that process, through even that pain. But she said going through that and realizing who God is has totally transformed her relationship, how she sees marriage. She realized, she couldn't have known what it was supposed to be, but realized that she wasn't doing it right before. She said even her husband, they didn't know, but he wasn't living without God. It wasn't treating properly. Said it totally has transformed her marriage, knowing God. That's the power of the transformation. And once again, it blew us away, hearing both transforming professionally and personally. Now, sometimes when you meet someone like that, it's like, okay, that's wonderful, but I don't live like that level, high degree. But at the same time, everyone's called to that transformation. And we also know, we go through Lent. I think the purpose of Lent is to realize that we fall short on our own. We try to do these Lenten practices, but realize we're rather weak. Because in the end, we want Jesus, we want the grace of Jesus to do it in us. When Jesus comes to Simon Peter, who's going to make St. Peter. St. Peter had denied Jesus 3 times on the night of his persecution. And now Jesus appears to him. He's given these signs of the resurrection. Jesus is alive. And he continues the 3rd time. And he's still not getting the message. He's falling short. He's not really connecting with Jesus. And what does Jesus do? Does he condemn him? Peter, why'd you do that? You left me. Come back. What's wrong with you? You're so thick-headed. You're not getting the message. I'm resurrecting. I'm coming back and trying to wake you up. No, he says, do love me. He gives an opportunity to connect to him. Peter denied him 3 times. So Peter, Jesus asked him 3 times, do you love me? Jesus comes to us that same way. Jesus wants to transform our hearts. Perhaps you've had a connection. Maybe over Lent, that 1% challenge, praying a little bit more, has set your heart on fire for God. It has happened. People in our community are talking about their connection to God, and it's so powerful to hear from undergraduate students to permanent community that are connecting with God on a deeper level. And that faith is being shared when you hear that love. But also, maybe you tried the prayer or you just didn't even hear about it, didn't know to pray. Well, today, Jesus continues to come out and give you that opportunity to connect to him. So right now at this Mass, I want to give you that opportunity for Jesus to come to you. Let's all take a moment. Let's close our eyes. Realize Jesus in this place. Jesus comes to you, reaches out to you, to connect to you. Jesus calls you by name. Hear Jesus call your name. You, Martine. You, Brittany. Hear Jesus call you by your name. Do you love me?
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the 3rd floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.